Hachette Audio presents Hurricane Lizards and Plastic Squid, The Fraught and Fascinating Biology of Climate Change. Written by Thor Hansen. Read by Stacy Carlin. Introduction. Thinking about it. I am thinking, brother, of a prediction I read. William Shakespeare, King Lear, circa 1606. I pitched my tent in the dark and the pouring rain, hoping I'd scrambled far enough up the slope to be out of the range of flash floods. Crawling inside was like entering a washing machine on spin cycle. Wind lashed the wet fabric inches from my upturned face, rattling the tent poles and spraying me with a fine mist. As the storm raged late into the night, and as my sleeping bag slowly soaked through, I began to second-guess my choice of activities for the spring break holiday. I could have joined friends on a fishing trip, partaking in the sort of beery camaraderie that is more or less expected of college students during the final term of their final year. Instead, I decided at the last minute to make a stack of sandwiches, throw my camping gear into a backpack, and head out to explore a remote corner of the Southern California desert that would one day become Joshua Tree National Park. It never occurred to me to pack waterproof tarps and rain gear. I was going to the driest place in North America. But while that first night was among the most miserable I've ever spent in a tent, its rain produced a wondrous result. Thirsty seeds and perennials sprang to life all around, and as the skies cleared in the days ahead, I found myself hiking through that rarest of landscapes, a desert in bloom. My field notes describe a profusion of gold, blue, and purple blossoms splashed like brushstrokes across the red earth and granite. I recorded over 24 species in flower, from bright daisies and bluebells to less familiar varieties with names straight out of a Western novel: scorpionweed, Spanish needle, and jackass clover. The plant that I wrote about most, however, didn't have flowers at all. It bore decorations of a different kind. I came across it growing alone in a narrow mountain pass, an old Joshua tree with branches that spread upward like the tines of a rake. Even from a distance, I could see that it shimmered oddly as it swayed in the breeze, and when I got close, I knew the reason. Prevailing winds, channeled by rocks and elevation, had festooned the tree with trash. There were plastic bags, food wrappers, strands of baling twine, and no fewer than 3.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?